Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, The Challenge to Serve, was written by Ann Cetus. Although just 13 years old, D'Abion took up a challenge to serve others. He and his mom had heard a story about a man who called on kids to mow 50 lawns for free during their summer break. Their focus was to assist veterans, single moms, people with disabilities, or anyone who just needed help. The founder, who had mowed 50 lawns in 50 states, created the challenge to teach the importance of work ethic and giving back to the community. Despite the heat and the availability of other activities a teenager could pursue in the summer, D'Abion chose to serve others and completed the challenge. The challenge to serve comes to believers in Jesus as well. The evening before he would die for all people, Jesus ate dinner with his friends. He was well aware of the suffering and death he would soon encounter, yet he got up from the meal, wrapped a towel around himself, and began to wash his disciples' feet. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet, he said in John 13. Jesus, the humble servant and our example, cared for people. He healed the blind and sick, taught the good news of his kingdom, and gave his life for his friends. Because Christ loves you, ask him who he wants you to serve this week. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 13, verses 3 through 15. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." Let's pray. Dear God, you have shown us how to love others. Now please help us to truly love them with the same love that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.